They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans at all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here 3 times, and I've been here to do television 4 times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, it's like you got power.
Flips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
The snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the 5. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30, eludes the tackler, 35, Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, he's going to go, holy cow, touchdown Tommy Frazier!
I wish everybody had the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Frost to the middle.
Doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan traps, escapes. It'll have a first down. Wow. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, no, he could go.
Wow.
Amazing. See you later. That may be one of those unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here, and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stoutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out.
Yeah!
40, Eric Crouch, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Have some fun and play with Cashman. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on its way, and the kick is good. School record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
But you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for 4 corners and get out to somebody's house.
Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted at Damakutsu. Sue to the 20, 15. Touchdown, Sue. And Damakutsu's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat. Zach Potter,
how about that for Ndamukong Suh?
The stadium is blowing up.
It's a Doug and Daddy heaven day on this Thursday.
Welcome, everyone. Glad to have you along. It's game day. That's right. It's not a football Friday. It's a terrific Thursday here in central Nebraska. And as I veer and peer out our studio window on Highway 30 in Kearney, Nebraska, and go, oh, God, the boys are out working on the street like they have been for the last 30, 60, 90 days and doing a great job. But the temperature is, the weather has just turned. I hope you enjoyed it yesterday because the wind was not 30 to 35. I heard the golfers got out and got one more day. And I say golfers because obviously I worked all day. And thus, not being a golfer, there was no reason for me to even attend a course yesterday. But keeping busy, getting ready for two shows today. We're going to talk some football. We're going to talk the world of sports on the program today. Joe DeMeo, fantasyplayersedge.com. You're getting into some bye weeks. Either you're making moves, you're not making moves. This is that type where you only draft one kicker, one defense, and they're on a bye this week. Well, do you just trade them out, or do you drop your wide receiver that you're probably never going to play and have two kickers for a week and kind of do that? We all have philosophies on that. If you've got a question for Joe, the Debt Popper inbox, wide open for that, and any of your emails, anything on the game tonight, love to hear from you. Doug and Daddy, spell out the word and if you graduated from Missouri, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll also talk Nebraska-Missouri with Gabe DeArmond, PowerMizzou.com, and let me get you ready, folks. He is not going to be picking Nebraska. He's not going to give Nebraska a chance. He picked Missouri to win the Big 12 North in the preseason for Big 12 Media Days. We had him on in our 12, previewing the 12 schools in 12 days. Gabe picked Missouri to win the North. So, yes, he is a homer, but he always has some facts to back it up, which are pretty good. And for those of you listening that didn't know, Daddy and I were kind of on the Missouri wagon, maybe even a little more than Kansas this year. We thought Blaine Gabbert would be good enough that this team would be just fine, and we're going to find out tonight. Well, we've been on the phone talking to some folks already in Columbia and St. Louis this morning. It is pouring. Over 3 inches last night. It is pouring this morning. It is field turf. So the one thing about it is it can rain all day, but if it's not raining from about 7 o'clock on tonight, it should not really affect the football game. It'll be damp. It'll be cool. But as far as a torrential downpour, maybe it'll be out of the way. We'll find out. Don't forget a special Doug and Daddy show from 4 until 6 this afternoon, live at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft, where they want you to come down and enjoy their specials and watch the football game tonight on ESPN. Kicks off just after 8 o'clock. We've got many special guests. We'll talk to some folks in Columbia. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star, Steve Ryan from Big Red Report, Vahi Gregorian from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. We'll have some special guests joining us at Cunningham's. A big breakdown of football, but our normal Thursday show, Gabe DeArmond, PowerMizzou.com, Jay Christensen, the defensive coordinator at Morningside College, ranked fifth in the country. They will come down to Hastings on Saturday for a huge, huge game. Talking to Jay earlier in the week, he says, we haven't played anybody. We don't know how good we are. We think we're solid. We have been, but this is going to be by far our first test of the year because they don't play number one Sioux Falls until week 10. So that's way down the road, and they hope to position themselves for a chance at the title. And then, of course, Joe DeMeo in our last segment today will join us. Plus, we'll be announcing the winner of our Texas Tech RV giveaway with the Schroeder Smoke Foods and all the things that we'll be packing that RV from Rich & Son Camper Sales with. We'll be talking about that and announcing the winner of that giveaway on today's show, our ESPN superfan that has brought it home. Let's get this out. We know who it is already. We have been given the information. If you live in the city of Hastings, you did not win. I apologize.
Happens.
We'll continue to eliminate some folks throughout the morning. But thanks to Schroeder Smoke Foods, Rich & Sons Camper Sales, Sun Heat, and, of course, the folks here at ESPN Radio.
How about Franklin?
Have I let you talk yet?
How about Franklin?
It's like a Jim Rome segment, Derek. How long can you go without taking an email or taking a call? Tony Davis, Big Daddy with us on the show today. How are you?
Well, I'm veering and peering myself.
Well, there you go.
I'm a lot more leveler today.
How was your night?
Wild.
Good, good. I know you're preparing. Baseball. We got to talk baseball. All three favorites won yesterday. Highly unusual. Let's get this out of the way. We were going to give our World Series picks yesterday. Tony looked at mine. I looked at his. We'll just tell you who it is, and by my picks, you'll know that I had not changed them this morning. Because I hate the Yankees, I picked the Twins, and they were up 2-0. Although, I said it earlier in the week, the Yankees probably are the best team overall. They're the hottest. And I tried to go with the hot. Nobody's hotter than the Twins, though. So I took the Twins. I've got them playing the Angels. I've got the Cardinals playing the Rockies. So the Twins lost yesterday. The Cardinals lost yesterday. The Rockies lost yesterday. And the Angels will probably lose tonight. I've got the Cardinals beating the Angels in the World Series. Daddy?
I have got the Angels and the New York Yankees advancing. I think the adrenaline can only take you so far. This is a crappy deal that Minnesota ran into, having to play on short notice. Now, Brian Dunsing, hey, they got about all they could want out of him, I think. He couldn't have been against that lineup.
Leave him in for one more batter. He made Hideki Matsui look foolish the first two at-bats. They bring in the relief, bam, gone. And that's the game. That's the game right there.
In the National League, I've got St. Louis playing Philadelphia with Philadelphia advancing. So the Angels in Philadelphia with the Angels as your World Series champion.
Interesting. Very interesting. NFL power rankings also coming up today. I don't think there's going to be a lot of changes, although Daddy's number one team from last 2 weeks, Baltimore, was defeated. Daddy thinks controversially. Will he leave them at number one? We'll find out in a moment. Coming up, we'll get to Jay Christensen, Morningside College. They get ready to take on Hastings. We'll be right back.
This is the ESPN Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show.
Live and unrehearsed. Unrehearsed.
You son of my own!
Unrehearsed.
Unfortunately.
It'll be more fun than hanging with your friends.
It will be more fun than texting your buds.
And it's free. We're talking about the 2009 Central Nebraska Youth Summit on October 10th in Kearney. Sponsored by the Buffalo County Community Partners and the Buffalo County Youth Advisory Board.
You'll get to meet new friends, learn how to create change in your community, win prizes, and have a lot of fun.
For more information or to register, visit bcyab.org.
Sign up today and make a difference.
It's the Outdoor Spectacular at Graham Tire. All tires in stock are on sale. Buy three and get the fourth free on select tires from Hankook, Goodyear, and Cooper. Get up to a $100 rebate with the purchase of four select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card or a $75 Visa rebate card with the purchase of four select Cooper tires. Register to win an ATV, a $500 Shields All-Sport Shopping Spree, or a guided pheasant hunt at K&M Hunting. It's the Outdoor Spectacular through Saturday, October 17th. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
You have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Make it Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for fantastic food, nonstop racing, and Husker football. Watch and wager on coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing from 11:25 a.m. daily. Tonight, watch the Husker-Missouri game on big screens as you enjoy barbecue sandwiches or sloppy joes and chips for $2.50 and red draws for $2. Plus, enjoy Keno and full dining and bar at Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This Saturday, it's a battle between Big Ten rivals when Wisconsin travels to the Horseshoe to take on Ohio State. Hi, this is John Todges of Westwood One. Join Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George and me for all the action. Can the Buckeyes' stingy defense slow down the Badgers, or will the men from Madison leave Columbus with a big road win? Tune in to find out. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
College football, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Saturday at 2 on ESPN Radio.
As skies stay cloudy today, we'll see some scattered showers possible as temperatures will stay fairly steady in the low to mid-40s. Winds will also remain out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a shower early with a low at 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
We'll be right back.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy, George in Gothenburg says he was listening yesterday. And you never know what you're going to see. Good Lord. George in Gothenburg says he was listening yesterday when we were rhyming Roy Helu had the flu and doing stupid things. So he says, yes, I was listening. And he says, word is there is concern with the flu that might hamper Roy Helu. May even the coach, too. Big Daddy says, you who, we won't be picked by slobbering Coach Lou. Me, no worries. We still have Big Sue, which is enough to beat down Mizzou. Hell, we might get ranked higher than 22. Signed, Dr. Seuss. Go Big Red. George from Gothenburg. That's good stuff, George. If I had a $1,000 gift card right now, I'd give it to you, but I don't. It's a low-budget show. Save that one. We'll use it again tomorrow. Maybe we'll use it again later on the show today. Before we get back into Husker talk, that's not the only big game in town. There is some big football going on at Hastings College on Saturday, and these are the fun games. Hastings has put themselves in a position to be ranked in the top 20 and be talked about as one of the national teams to deal with, and Morningside has put themselves there for a long, long time. And fresh off his nap this morning is the defensive coordinator at Morningside College, former UNK All-City, Jay Christensen. Morning, Coach.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
We are glad to have you. We're doing great. How's
things? Very good. It's great. Hey, it's great to hear you from you guys. It's awesome.
Well, we miss you.
Well, I miss you guys. I told you that the other day, Doug. I miss seeing you guys, and I miss Tony's smiley face all the time.
Well, he is, and he's smiling right now. I just want that's a mental image for the next 10 minutes. Coach, when we did talk earlier in the week, we mentioned that really your football team has not been tested yet, and you guys are really looking forward to this football game.
Yeah, I think so far we've beat the teams that we're supposed to beat. And Hastings coming in has a phenomenal football team. I think they've got the best athlete, if not, close to the best athlete, if not the best athlete in our conference in Maurice Mansfield. He plays receiver for him and running back, and he's a do-it-all guy for him. And he's not the only guy. They got some other some very good talent there. So, man, it's going to be a fantastic game on Saturday.
Jay, what do you have to do to reel in the kids a little bit after so many lopsided wins to keep the focus there?
Well, we talk to our guys about being excellent. And by being excellent, we talk to it in a means of excellence is not an act. It's not a one-act deal. It's a habit. And we talk about being excellent every Saturday we go out there. So that's kind of how we approach each game is going out and being excellent and proving that we are one of the most dominant defenses in the nation, and that's what our guys want to work towards.
Morningside College defensive coordinator Jay Christensen joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're ranked fifth in the country. Let's get back to you and your defense trying to rein in Maurice Mansfield because, as you said, here's a preseason all-conference type, all-region, maybe even all-American type of wide receiver. But because of injuries to Nick Grummert and some other things, they've moved him to the running back spot. And now that Nick's healthy, they haven't just necessarily moved him back to wide receiver. They're using him all over the place. How difficult is it to rein in a guy that isn't just going to catch passes, but is going to do everything he can on the offensive side?
Well, it is difficult, and he's a fantastic player. The one thing is you got to know where he's at every play. I don't care if it's third and 30 or if it's fourth and one and he's out at wide receiver, wherever, you got to know where he's at, and you've got to pay special attention to him because he is such a phenomenal player. He's electrifying every time he touches the ball. So you've got to be aware of where he's at, and with his athletic ability, he just demands a ton of focus.
Jay, I got to think you guys want to make them one dimensional. They want to run the football. You want to stop the run and make them pass. That's pretty obvious. You're gonna have 11 guys in the box.
We're going to have a fair amount of guys in the box, Tony, that's for sure. I mean, I don't know if we'll throw all 11 in there because if we put all 11 in there and they got Maurice Mansfield out there somewhere, we might have issues with that. But, that's the MO of our football team. We're going to stop the run or we're going to attempt to stop the run and try and make each and every team we play one-dimensional. And we keep things very simple so our guys play fast and just run to the football.
Jay, this is a team you really handled a year ago, 63-13. You got up early and were up on them often. Once again, are you sure the kids will be focused on Saturday?
I think they're going to be focused just for the fact that they know that Hastings is a fantastic football team. They pose a lot of problems for us, both offensively and defensively. They see it on the film. They know that Maurice Mansfield is a fantastic player. They also know that they've got some other fantastic players outside of him. And our team is just looking forward to playing a team that has some explosive athletes. And just like any competitor, you want to play against the best, and this is, you know, an opportunity for us to play against a great Hastings football team.
Jay Christensen, the defensive coordinator at Morningside College, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right, Jay, familiarize us a little bit, since you will be in Hastings, and a lot of folks, I'm sure, will be at that ball game. I think more than usual since the Huskers are playing tonight.
Right.
Tell us about a couple of your studs on defense and who we'll be hearing from if things go according to plan Saturday.
Okay, well, defensively, our two inside backers, Marshall Tuttle and Justin Taylor, we feel are fantastic players. They're very physical, they're very aggressive, and they're fast to the ball. Brett Nicolite out of Stanton, Nebraska, he's an outside linebacker for us. He's another guy you want to watch. And then we've got a true freshman corner that's been starting for us. His name's Ben Rickard out of Sioux City, Helan here, and he's a fantastic player. Offensively, you're going to want to watch our running back, Jake Peterson, who's in the tops in the nation, carrying the football. Then, of course, our wide receiver, Bo Kildo, older brother of Ty Kildo, who's at Nebraska now. He's electrifying every time he touches the ball, and just a fantastic player for us.
Jay, you had to do it with a new quarterback this year. Assess him.
Our quarterback manages the game very well for us. He's very knowledgeable of our system. He puts us in great positions to make plays, and he doesn't make a ton of mistakes. And he gets the ball to our playmakers, our receivers, and our running back, and doesn't force the issue.
We go to the email here. Paul in Hastings says, "I have not received your game plan via email yet. Is that coming?"
You can tell Coach. I've got it opened up on my computer screen right in front of me. I'll be sure to send that as soon as we get off the phone.
Is it look pretty good? Are you satisfied right now with the way your team's playing, even though you know you haven't played the kind of competition that you're going to see in the second half of the year? I got to clarify that a little bit because I know coaches say, well, we're never satisfied, but are you where you thought you'd be right now?
I think we are. I think where we need to be. And, of course, like you always say, you're never satisfied. You want to keep improving, week to week. And our thing here is defensively is we keep things so simple just to let our guys run around and make plays. And that's what we don't want to get too complicated where they're thinking before every snap. We got guys that just like to run and make plays and get out and play.
Still single?
Come on, Tony. I knew that question was coming.
Well, I'm married.
I won't even read the rest of the emails.
Tony, no. That's where I'm at, yeah. we're just going to say no to that question.
Of course, we've known Jay for a long time, played at UNK, coached at UNK, and has been the defensive coordinator up with Morningside now. You like the way things are going?
I do. I really enjoy it here. I enjoy the school, the staff, the guys I work with. They're a great bunch. And the biggest thing is the kids here are fantastic. They're a lot like the guys I coached at UNK. They're hardworking. They do what they need to win games, and they're ultra competitive. So it's very similar in that sense.
Got any kids from St. Paul that you're recruiting?
Do not right now. Do not have anybody from St. Paul right now that we are recruiting.
We'll work on that. Farwell?
Yeah. Oh man, if I can only find another Lauren Kaiser, out there, that would be fantastic.
Jay, we might even see you Saturday over at Hastings. Thanks for giving us some time. Always great to catch up with you, and we'll see you when you get back this way.
All right. I appreciate it, guys, and I'd like to say hello to all my friends back in Kearney, and And, yeah, I hope to see you guys on Saturday.
Always great to catch up with you, Jay. Take care. Best of luck.
Thanks, fellas. Bye-bye.
He's the defensive coordinator of the 5th-ranked Morningside College Mustangs, Jay Christensen. 1 o'clock kickoff at Hastings College, number 5 versus number 16 in the country, coming up on Saturday afternoon.
Hope Hastings can flex their muscles. I think this could be a good football game on Saturday.
This is one of the most, I don't know if you call it winnable, but you know you've got a chance, I think, ball games. I mean, there's been a big gap between the top two or three and then Hastings right in the middle, and then there's a couple three teams in the middle, maybe a Wesleyan's been there, and then you got four or five that have just continued to struggle. This is the chance to get up to that
measuring
number two
stick.
Peg. Oh, huge.
It's
measure.
A measuring stick.
It's an opportunity to beat one of the big boys. Coming up, we've got an H-Man from Riverdale email and a Nebraska prediction. We've got the winner for our Husker tickets and RV giveaway to the Texas Tech football game. We already told you if you live in Hastings, you did not win. If you live in Kearney, you can eliminate yourselves as well because you are not drawn out. Could it be Grand Island? Could it be Kennesaw?
Franklin?
Could it be Loop City? Could it be Minden? It's one of those. We'll tell you who it is right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The answer.
644.
The question.
How many complaint letters have we gotten on the Doug and Daddy Show in the last month?
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now with new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors from the kids' rooms to the living room and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it thanks to special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Food for thought from Farmers. No one wants to think about all the things that can go wrong. But at Farmers Insurance, that's what we've been doing for the last 80 years. So today, our disaster response team watches weather patterns and developing storms so we can be first on the scene to lend a hand, a strong back, or even just a shoulder. To find an agent near you, visit farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
As skies stay cloudy today, we'll see some scattered showers possible as temperatures will stay fairly steady in the low to mid-40s. Winds will also remain out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a shower early with a low at 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay.
Right now, 41.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're about ready to announce the winner of our Nebraska-Texas Tech Husker ticket and RV giveaway. But before we talk about that winner, let's talk about the winner in your field. That's right, Dyna-Groat. Give me a D, D. Give me a Y, Y. Give me a Negro, Negro, Dyna-Gro. Yeah, yeah.
Did that just happen? They continue to grow their tradition across cornfields in Nebraska. When Dyna-Gro steps onto your farm, dedicated to serving you, the Nebraska farmer. Dyna-Gro Seeds will offer only the best seed for your farming operation. They represent a national brand that focuses on research locally for success on your farm. They're Dyna-Gro. They're growing more and more on your acres. Ask them about the SmartStax hybrids now available in their corn hybrid lineup. Continue your success with Dyna-Gro Seeds and continue to cheer for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer today. 1-800-652-9298.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Coming up, our NFL Power Rankings. Don't forget, a special Doug and Daddy Show live from Cunningham's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center from 4 to 6 this afternoon. A lot more Husker talk, but we cannot deny that it is Nebraska-Missouri Day. And really, he is our... Is he a guilty pleasure? Is not what I'm looking for here, but he sure loves those Missouri Tigers.
He's a Kool-Aid drinker. Gabe Yarman joined us. Is that safe to say, Gabe?
No, not a bit, but go ahead and say it if you'd like.
I'll tell you what, I've got more emails sent to the show and me personally today about Missouri-Nebraska. It's on. Do the players continue? I mean, there was a lot of feelings about winning in Lincoln for the first time in 30 years, and that was the rally call last year for Missouri. Is there a rally call this year for Missouri since they're an underdog at home, two-time defending North champs?
You know, I think it really kind of goes back to the summer when Missouri's players printed out Phil Steele's prediction that they'd finish fifth in the North and put it in their locker room and things like that. I think this team, and I think it's generally an overused deal, you know, us against the world, nobody believes in us, this and that. But, you know, I think this team feels like what Missouri has done the last couple of years ought to be worth a little street cred, for lack of a better term. And they don't feel like it has been, you know, but hey, that's it. Based on what the teams have done so far, I've got no problem with Nebraska probably being about a field goal favorite. I thought it would maybe be a little closer to pick them, because I think the one thing that really people aren't taking into account as much as I think it might play a factor is the home field, the 71,000 fans on a Thursday night. But I could be wrong, you know, based on what they've done on the field. You know, I've got absolutely no beef with Nebraska being a 3 or 4 point favorite.
Gabe, the talk is going to be all day and starting right now about the weather tonight. Your thoughts on what it'll be at game time?
Well, I mean, right now it's absolutely pouring here. Has been since about 2 o'clock this morning. They're saying that it's going to keep up like this till 7 or 8, right about game time. The heavier stuff is supposed to kind of move south of Columbia, and it's going to rain during the game, but it's going to be a little bit lighter. Maybe not, you know, a driving thunderstorm or something like that. It'll be wet. The field, you know, they've got field turf. It drains better than grass, certainly, but there are going to be some effects. The weather will have an effect on this game. How much, you know, I'm not real sure. Kind of, I think, depends more on whether or not it's windy than if it's rainy tonight. There's really no wind here at all right now. So,
Gabe DeArmond of PowerMizzou.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gabe, talk about when Missouri felt confident here in the non-conference that they were going to be able to compete in the North. Was it blowing out Illinois? Was it Blaine Gabbert's performance? Was it something else?
Well, as far as the team, I think, honestly, they felt that way all along. I think this team thought, hey, there's no reason we're not right in the mix. You know, and I thought going into the season, I thought there were three teams that would have a realistic shot to win the North. Preseason, I probably would have said I'd put Kansas 1, I put Missouri 2, and Nebraska 3, based solely on the fact that Nebraska was the team that had to play the other two on the road. Honestly, going into tonight, I think the winner of this game might very well become the North favorite. And the reason I think that is because Nebraska and Missouri have both seen their schedules get easier based on nothing they've done. They both play Baylor without Robert Griffin. That is now, to me, an automatic win for both teams, or close to it. Beforehand, I would have said both teams probably win the game, but Robert Griffin's a heck of a player and could have changed it. Now I think both those teams win that game. Texas Tech, I think, looks like an easier game in Lincoln than it probably did before the season. Even Oklahoma, I mean, I still think the Sooners are going to get things figured out and get Sam Bradford back, but even that's a little easier game. Oklahoma State got easier yesterday when Des Bryant was ruled ineligible he may come back this season, but I'm almost positive it won't be before next weekend when Missouri plays in Stillwater and Kendall Hunter is a little banged up. So I think both these teams have gotten some breaks on the schedule, whereas Kansas still has to play Oklahoma, still has to play Texas, still has to play at Texas Tech. I think Missouri and Nebraska could look at the South and say, you know what, we've got a reasonable shot to go 2-1. Well, I think Kansas at best is looking at 1-2 and could be looking 0-3.
Gabe DeArmon from PowerMizzou.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gabe, okay, Gabbert replaces Daniel. Alexander replaces for Macklin. Who replaces for Kaufman?
They don't have a replacement for Kaufman exactly. Well, what they have this year, and Rucker and Kaufman have been wide receivers in effect. I mean, they were. It said they were tight ends, but we all know they were wide receivers. Missouri runs four wides all the time. The guy that has stepped up and kind of replaced some of the production would be Wes Kemp, who's actually Missouri's third starting receiver. He's got 10 catches, I think, for 280 yards or something like that. I know he's second in the conference in yards per catch behind the kid who I will just apologize. I can't pronounce his name for Nebraska. Gillian, something like that. I don't know.
Karinsky Gillian. Yeah.
But, yeah, he's leading the Big 12 in yards per catch. Wes Kemp is second. He's replaced a little of the production, but they don't have the tight end that's going to be all-conference this year. And the one thing that I'm not sure we know if they have yet is the guy that on 3rd and 4, you send him 5 yards downfield and throw it in his zip code and he's going to catch it. Really, Kaufman and Tawny Saunders were both a little like that the last couple of years, and Macklin actually developed into a guy kind of like that as well. But I'm not sure if we know if they have that guy yet where things are breaking down and Gabbert knows if he gets the ball near the kid, he's going to make a play.
Well, we get ready to make our predictions on Nebraska, Missouri. Here's something I just have not heard talked about a lot this week because we're all concerned about who replaced the specialty players off last year's Missouri team. Who's going to stop Ndamukong Suh? Talk about the O and D lines from Missouri.
Well, that's the number one question in this game, guys, and the number one reason I think most people are picking Nebraska. I don't know if Missouri can block it right now. And I understand that last year means very little in this game, but, you know, the Nebraska defensive line, certainly, I know it's better. I know Suh is playing better. Since that Missouri game last year, I think you can make the argument Sue's been the best defensive player in the country. So I hesitate to look at last year, but, you know, Suh did play in that game and didn't do much against Missouri. But, yeah, I think that's the number one question. This game comes down to one thing. Can Nebraska pressure Blaine Gabbert and shut down Missouri's run game with their front four? If they can do that, Missouri is not going to win this football game. I mean, it's as simple as that. If Nebraska sits back in a dime defense with one linebacker, like the word is that they will. I don't know if that's true or if it's a smokescreen or what. If that happens and Washington is able to find some holes and this line plays better than it has, and Nebraska has to start to worry about the run a little bit more, I think it turns things around. But clearly that's kind of the game within the game when Missouri has the football. When Nebraska has the football, I think it's most people expect, hey, let's crowd the box. Let's prevent Helu and the running game from beating us single-handedly. Let's make Zach Lee do it and find out if he can. Because obviously the one real test he's had so far, he struggled. I think it's a plus that Zach Lee's been in that environment before he comes here. I think it's going to help him, but I think that's got to be Missouri's defensive approach.
Gabe, a little surprised you haven't said anything to make this inbox light up yet. really haven't angered anybody. I think it's great analysis of the game today.
You know what, guys? Just saying my name on the air makes people mad in Nebraska. So that ought to be enough. You ought to get a few emails.
Gabe, you picking Missouri tonight?
You know what, guys? I've said this all week. If it was in Lincoln, I would pick Nebraska by 10 points. I really would. I think the difference in this game is where it's played. And I know people say, well, a home field can't be worth 14 points. I think being played in Columbia on Thursday night, I don't think they're going to look great doing it. They're not going to beat Nebraska by 5 touchdowns this year. I think Missouri finds a way to win this game, about 28-24. Will it surprise me at all if Nebraska comes in and wins? It really won't. Won't surprise me at all. I think these two teams are pretty even. I think if they played 10 games in a neutral location, I don't think either one of them would have more than a 6-4 edge. And that's what I've said since the beginning of the year. The major factor in this game, to me, is where it's being played.
Is Harpo's packed right now?
I don't know. I'm at the Heidelberg having about to meet some of my friends for lunch, and there's only like 12 people here. So I'm interested to see. I mean, I don't think the weather's going to dampen the crowd too much. I expect, you know, the full sellout crowd, and I think by game time people will have long since insulated themselves to whatever cold or rain might be out there.
Gabe, great stuff as always. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the football game. We'll catch up with you again soon.
That's a good guess.
Gabe DeArm from PowerMizzou.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Need to take a quick break. Joe DeMail, FantasyPlayersEdge.com is joining us. We've already got some questions coming in. Seem to be from the same losers every week. If you've got a fantasy football question, shove it off to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our NFL Power Rankings as well next.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? Maybe never. Until now. If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans just like you have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. As a matter of fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. With American Tax Relief, now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. 1-800-943-8835. Call right now for your second chance. 1-800-943-8835. That's 1-800-943-8835.
Cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidelki's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop
whether
a train.
It comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
For those who want to stay fit, outdoors during this time of year can be tough. So come indoors at your Grand Island YMCA. I'm Thor Larson, Executive Director, inviting you inside where you can enjoy our swimming pool, walking track, sauna, and hot tub at our downtown location. And now we have our new location at Highway 281 and Capitol Avenue. Open 5 a.m. to midnight every day with cardio equipment, circuit, and free weights, plus a tanning booth. We're your Grand Island YMCA, where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
As skies stay cloudy today, we'll see some scattered showers possible as temperatures will stay fairly steady in the low to mid-40s. Winds will also remain out of the north at 10 to 20. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a shower early with a low at 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
It's a jam-packed day. Huskers, Missouri tonight. Don't forget another Doug and Daddy Show from 4 to 6. We're live at Cunningham's this afternoon. A whole lot more Husker talk. Steve Sippel, Lincoln Journal Star. Steve Ryan, Big Red Report. Vahe Gregorian from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Monty Kratzenstein is going to stop by as well and join us. But right now, we get ready for Nebraska-Texas Tech. And it's time to announce our Nebraska-Texas Tech ticket and RV winner. The winner announced today from Grand Island is Richard Jordan. Congratulations to Richard Jordan of Grand Island. He's got the RV from Rich & Sons, the $500 of food stuffed into that RV from our friends at Schroeder Smoked Food, from Sun Heat, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. So Richard and three or more of his friends are headed to the Husker game. Congratulations to Richard Jordan of Grand Island. Don't forget, folks, if you need some new Husker gear to wear for the game tonight, Misco Sports on the Bricks of the downtown Kearney Center is the place to go. Inside, maybe a T-shirt. Outside, sweatshirt. Going from place to place, how about a jacket? You could always use a great Husker hat. They've got Lopers, Kearney Bearcats, Kearney Catholic Stars, and plenty of other college and NFL hoodies to choose from. And if you just like to rub people the wrong way, I think they also have some Missouri gear at Misco Sports. See them today. They're open. In fact, here's the deal. It's Thursday. They're open right till game time. They're open till 8. You've got all day. Get in there. See Steve and the gang at Misco Sports. Been doing it in the downtown Kearney Center for a billion years. That's why they're still there. Actually, 128, I think it is. Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. We have got H-Man from Riverdale's email, our game predictions, NFL power rankings, and as we do every Thursday at this time, we're pleased to be joined by Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Get your information from there because I know Mark and Minden is starting to get his information from there. Joe, I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't get – Daddy asks you every week who the best quarterback and running back player, best one is. You told him Aaron Rodgers 2 weeks ago, he was the best. You told him Jay Cutler last week, he was the best. Daddy, apologize now to Joe DeMail for not playing either one of those either week.
Sorry, Joe. You are smart. I'm dumb. You are very good looking. I'm ugly.
I'm also lucky, Daddy, so leave it there.
I'll tell you what. The way, because Daddy is not a Jay Cutler fan, and now that we can look back, when you said Jay Cutler last week, even though they were playing Detroit, the eyes that rolled in that size 9 3/4 head of his was priceless. Let's start there, Joe, because we got a lot of emails and texts and things that we want to get to. Who's got the best matchups this week? Because there are some brutal, brutal matchups. 16-point spreads, 10-point spreads. There's 4 or 5 games that on paper aren't supposed to be close.
The number one QB this week, folks, is Peyton Manning versus the Titans. There's no two ways about it. Tennessee has been riddled this year by quarterbacks of lesser stature than Peyton, and Cortland Finnegan is still hobbled. He's their shutdown corner on the right side. Look for all of the compliments of the Patriots passing game, Dallas Clark, Reggie Wayne, Garcelle, and even Austin Connolly to participate. Second best start this week, it's kind of a tie between Roethlisberger and Donovan McNabb. McNabb is taking on a Bucs defense that cannot even muster a modicum of a pass rush. Those ribs will not be tested this week. McNabb will have plenty of time in the pocket. Look for him to take advantage of it with DeSean Jackson and a little bit of Kevin Curtis. Jeremy Macklin will be involved to a smaller extent. Reggie Brown will get some balls his way. Westbrook McCoy out of the backfield. Selleck as a tight end. All the Eagles are a play as well. And lastly, Roethlisberger, the only thing you got to worry about there is that Pittsburgh pounds him with Mendenhall, gets up by 21 points, takes the air out of the ball. So if I had to rank him, it would be Peyton 1, Donovan 2, Ben Roethlisberger 3.
Joe, when you look at biggest disappointments this year, I've got Reggie Bush on my team. They lose four running. They're down to their 8th-string running back before Pierre Thomas comes back. Reggie Bush has done zilch this year.
You know, he's an absolute disappointment, but he's not the only one, Daddy. I mean, let's take a look at, like, LaDainian Tomlinson, for instance. Here's a guy that was still thought to be the 7th or 8th best running back in football, and he's been just a bitter, bitter disappointment. Eddie Royal, the Broncos' outstanding WR2, has been relegated to, as I like to say sometimes on my shows, he's been Ortoned. He's just been virtually non-existent this year, working in an offense, operating in an offense that's being led by Kyle Orton. And you know, even last week's play to Marshall is an anomaly. Marshall made that play. I mean, he picked the ball out of the air and then weaved and bobbed through so many missed tackles for the Cowboys on his way to a 51-yard touchdown that really pumped up Orton's numbers. And then I see all these pundits saying that Marshall's back and Orton's the man. Well, anybody who saw that play recognized that could have just as easily been a 15-yard gain. So, I mean, there have been you know, marked disappointments up and down the spectrum this year. You know, from the the quarterback point of view, you know, guys like Matt Ryan really hasn't gotten off yet, and people expected big things from him this season. Tom Brady, relatively speaking, Tom Brady has been a disappointment.
Tell me about it.
You know, yeah, okay, sorry. You know, I mean, you take a look, and you know, it's interesting that Roethlisberger and Flacco have more points. Peyton Manning right now is the leader among quarterbacks in points, but Roethlisberger and Flacco actually ahead of Drew Brees and Rivers, and David Garrard is ranked higher. He's ranked ninth in points scored in standard formats, you know, 25 yards, 4 points per TD, that type of format. Ahead of Tom Brady and Tony Romo. So, you know, you want to talk about disappointments, Daddy. They're all over the place. Steve Slayton, let me give you another one. Now you got me on a rant. Steve Slayton is not even in the top 20 in running back scoring. He trails Corell Buckholzer in the rankings so far this season. And you know, Cedric Benson on the upside is number 7. Ronnie Brown, Willie McGahee, 4 and 5. You know, I mean, it's been that kind of year. Mike Sims-Walker, a pleasant surprise. Steve Smith leads all receivers, but it's not Carolina Steve Smith. It's the Giants Steve Smith. Go figure. And before mentioning Eddie Royal, not even the top 100. So, go figure.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. We've seen some movement in the last 36 hours in the wide receiver department. Crabtree signs with the Niners, and most of the leagues I'm in, he was drafted, and nobody really has dropped him, so he's not available. Then you have the Braylon Edwards trade to the Jets. Chancey Stuckey, who's not a number one wide receiver, but might be a number three choice down the road for the Browns. If you got these guys, I guess I'm saying Braylon Edwards and Michael Crabtree probably don't want to do anything with them this week, but next week, starting next week, you look at playing those guys again?
Well, I'd actually play Edwards this week if there wasn't a better alternative. He matches up against the Dolphins, Doug, which who has the absolute worst pass defense in football. They're allowing 8.7 yards per pass attempt. And just to give you the parameters, about 6.7 yards to 7 is average in the NFL, yards per pass attempt. These guys are 2 full yards per pass attempt worse than anybody else, worse than the norm. This is a perfect example. The only reason Miami's defense looks like it's good is because they've been running a time of possession offense where, like they did to the Colts a couple of weeks ago and the Bills last week, they have a 2-to-1 ratio in time of possession. This week they get the Jets. What the Jets are going to do, because they have shut down corners of Mito Shepard and Darrell Revis. Darrell Revis is as good a cornerback as there is in the National Football League. He has now shut down Colston, Randy Moss, and Andre Johnson. And none of those guys got more than 34 yards off of Darrell Revis. This week, they'll take the mediocre Dolphins receivers one-on-one without any issues. They'll bring safeties in the box. They'll pinch the linebackers. Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams are not going to run wild this week. Sanchez is going to get a lot of opportunities. Braylon Edwards figures quite nicely in an offense that will drive without hesitation against Miami's secondary and safeties. So he's a play. As for Michael Crabtree, I don't see him as being a valid fantasy option until somewhere in the vicinity of week 10 or 11. I think he's got a lot to learn. I think he won't play this week. They have a bye week next week. The week after, week 7, they'll introduce him, give him some reps. And I think, you know, week 8, he'll get a little more. But I think he'll become fantasy relevant right around week 10 or week 11. So, you know, everybody holding Crabtree, or if Crabtree's available, go ahead and pick him up and know you're going to sit on him through the entire bye week process. And not too many people have that kind of roster flexibility where they can carry a dead spot on the roster. Lastly, in Cleveland, Chancey Stuckey's going over. If Mohamed Mosakoi is still available on waivers in your league, he's probably going to be a number one in Cleveland. Now, that doesn't mean a lot, but Anderson is prone to pass. He likes to drop back. He likes to let it go. Mosakoi proved last week when he torched for... And let me make sure I get the exact number correct. But he torched them for Cincinnati, which has got a decent pass defense, 448 yards on 8 catches. Massaquoi now becomes the number one with Braylon Edwards gone. It could be a very nice WR3 surprise for all the folks in the greater Lincoln area, Kearney area.
Joe, before we let you get out of here, this comes from Ed. He wants to know, who do you think is the Saints' kicker the rest of the year?
A kicker?
Yeah, Kearney, obviously, Hartley comes back off of the suspension. Who do they go with?
I think they'll end up eventually going with Garrett Hartley because he's a lot younger. And, I mean, Kearney's been good, but, you know, kicking with the, you know, with the Saints, you get a lot of opportunities.
Right.
I believe Garrett Hartley will be the selection, but I don't think it'll be this week. I think Kearney will kick this week. And I think they'll bring Hartley back into camp. He was their kicker. He had won the job, got suspended, as we all know, and look for New Orleans to probably give Kearney the job, not this week, but the week after.
Joe, I got 30 seconds. We're up against it, but we've got to get this out because we had a big argument on the show this week. In hindsight, it's a lot easier to look. But Mark and Minden, a buddy of the show, had 3 quarterbacks on his roster to choose from. Aaron Rodgers playing Minnesota, Brett Favre playing Green Bay, and Jason Campbell playing Tampa Bay. Who would you have started?
I would have started Rodgers based on the statistics from last week.
I just won lunch. Thank you so much, Joe DiMeo, fantasyplayersedge.com. Maybe lunch for you too, Tony. We'll talk to you next Thursday, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Take good care. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, Joe. We have got just a minute left. I've got to get to the H-Man from Riverdale email. We've got to get our NFL power rankings. Let's do the power rankings real quick. I'm going to take Chicago at number 10. The Bears are 3-1. I still have not put Denver in. And you as the listener, as I read these 10 teams, tell me who Denver would be favored against. Tell me if they would be favored in any of these football games. They won last week again. Ugly. Dallas. Put them in with the other 3 teams they played. They're not playing well. San Francisco at number 9. I only dropped out 1 team from last week, so that's why it's still pretty good here. San Diego falls out. Chicago in at number 10. San Francisco 9. Atlanta 8. They're off the bye week. I'm going to put Indy at 7 and Minnesota at 6. I don't move them up because a couple of teams that lost last week I think are still better. Baltimore at number 5. I have to move New England ahead of them at number 4 because they beat them. They beat them. The Jets beat New England, so I put the Jets at 3. The Jets lost to New Orleans. New Orleans is number 2, and the Giants are number 1. So Giants, New Orleans, Jets, New England, Baltimore, my top 5. Even though at the end, Baltimore might still be the best team, that's the way I got to shake it out right now.
I start number 10. I reintroduce the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they made a statement, let the game get back in hand after they had basically won it in the first half. Number 9, I put in the Denver Broncos, 4-0. Josh McDaniel, certainly one of the youngest, brightest minds in all of the NFL. Number 8, I've got the Chicago Bears. 7, the New England Patriots. They stay right where they were last week. 6, the Jets. 5, the Minnesota Vikings. 4, Indianapolis Colts. 3 for me, the New York Giants. 2, the New Orleans Saints, and number 1 team in all the land. I said it on Monday. When you cheat to win, New England, you can't feel good about yourselves. You rob Baltimore, and Baltimore remains the number 1 and the best team in the
NFL.
And
you think USC is the best team in college. H-Man from Riverdale says, how about some useless trivia relating to tonight's Nebraska-Missouri game? Pelini and Pinkle are both from Ohio. Pinkle played college ball at Kent State and was Jack Lambert's roommate. Pelini played at Ohio State and was a captain his senior year. Pinkle took over a floundering Missouri program and went 4-7 his first year. Pelini took over a floundering Nebraska program and went 9-4 his first year. Pinkle makes $2.3 million a year. Pelini makes a paltry $1.8 million. Pinkle's all-time record in conference games, 32-22. Pinkle made his mark as an offensive coordinator at Washington. Pelini made his mark as a defensive guru. But who cares about any of this useless knowledge unless you're going on Ohio Jeopardy? The only thing that matters is what the two teams bring to Faroe Field tonight. Missouri brings the less experienced team and has the second worst coordinator in the conference with Dave Steckel. But fortunately for the Steckmeister in Missouri, he'll match wits with the worst coordinator in the league, the clueless Dr. Watson. Advantage Missouri. Missouri has an NFL quarterback in the making going up against intramural quality safeties. And Nebraska has the Callahan-recruited brother of Jenna Lee. Advantage, Missouri. Nebraska has Alex Henry. Missouri has, well, who cares? Advantage, Nebraska. In my opinion, Missouri has a slight edge in talent and Nebraska has a coaching edge. If we can dig deep and overcome Watson, Nebraska will win and send all the drunk, kissing cousin inbreds dressed in black and gold back to their one-room mud shacks in the Ozarks, extremely unhappy. H-Man from Riverdale says Nebraska 27, Missouri 13. Daddy, what do you say?
You know what? I've drank the Kool-Aid all week. I felt good about this before the Virginia Tech deal, too. I just hope we don't feel rotten in the morning. I would say Nebraska. I'm going to say Nebraska 32, Missouri 17.
In overtime, Nebraska 30, Missouri 27.
Oh, God, don't do that to us.
Just so the paper guys have trouble making deadline. Overtime, a Nebraska victory this evening. Don't forget, a lot more Nebraska talk. Maybe I'll change the prediction by then. 4-6 today. We'll be live at Cunningham's, then join the baseball playoffs. Come down and see us. Steve Sipple, Steve Ryan, Vahe Gregorian from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Monty Kranzenstein, a lot of folks going to join us. And then, of course, the game tonight on ESPN television at 8 o'clock.
Hey, we're looking forward to seeing you not only this afternoon, but back tomorrow for a recap of the game on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show with Terry Douglas from the Grand Island Independent.
I want to thank Gabe Darman of PowerBazoo.com, Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and Jay Christensen, the defensive coordinator at Morningside College.
We'll see you in 4 hours from now on another extended edition of the Doug and Daddy Show right here, ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550.